from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Home Run Derby has a new format. Why does this feel to me a little bit like pass interference rules in the NFL? Like, every year this thing changes. They're like, I'm like reading this, and I'll share it with you in a moment, but I'm reading this and I'm like, how is this different than what was last year? How did we do it last year? Do we do it this way? Do we do it a different way?
Are you asking that, or is that rhetorical?
It's both. It's both, honestly.
It was like a timed round, right? I don't think they had a limit of balls like we're about to hear about. I think it was a timed 3-minute round with a 30-second bonus into, I believe, another shorter timed second round. Don't quote me on that, though.
Why do we feel the need in the All-Star break of Major League Baseball, which is clearly the best All-Star break, why do we feel the need to constantly tinker with it? Is this a baseball, nobody hates baseball more than baseball thing?
I mean, yes. But then again, All-Star games are just kind of doing this now. Like, the funny thing is to me, the Home Run Derby, out of all the sports, everything, is one of the sports or All-Star activities that, to me, is like, you don't really have to do anything. People are going to watch that thing.
Without a doubt.
You know, slam dunk contest is going through it.
It's been really rough. I don't watch that anymore.
I think it's a little bit overblown that people saying, it sucks. 3-point contest is the better watch. It's like, no, it's
not.
Well,
there's a bunch of dudes that could barely make a starting roster but can bam out.
That's the only problem, is that you just don't have stars. So if you get stars that are doing it, then people are going to watch it a lot more. That's the problem. But you can have Mac McClung in there and I'll still watch. I mean, Pro Bowl, dear God. I mean, we've been talking about that. We've been talking about that for a while now. That thing hasn't been relevant since Sean Taylor took that punter's head off. So I mean, like, the Home Run Derby is like the one all-star activity where it's like, yeah, I'm going to tune in for that. Like, I would bet that the Home Run Derby probably gets better ratings than the All-Star game itself in the MLB.
Great shot. Great chance.
So, I mean, changing the format, I mean, I don't know if it really matters so much or that you need to. But, again, MLB, for some reason, feels like they have to.
These are the new rules. In the first round, all 8 players get 3 minutes or 40 pitches, whichever comes first, plus that timeout.
3 minutes or 40 pitches.
Whatever comes first.
So they're putting a limit on it. It is a more, I guess, more of a limit, I should say, than before.
I feel like 40 pitches would come first.
Yeah, I agree.
Versus 3 minutes.
Has to.
Yeah,
has to. Because those guys swing at everything.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are grooving them in there.
Yeah. They're quick to swing, too.
The four leading home run hitters advance, which means we're not a bracket anymore.
I like that. I really hated the bracket system.
I like that as well. I appreciate that.
Ties are broken using the longest home run distance.
Dumb.
Yeah, you should make them.
Dumb.
There should be like a 10 ball or like a 30 second or 60 second slam off.
What if I hit 17 and you hit 17, but I hit a 475? That's not a good tiebreaker. What else?
I mean, that's cool, but
what would be a better tiebreaker?
I think slam off.
Yeah. I think like 1 minute, 1.5 minute, whoever hits the most home runs. Like, have it like, oh, sorry, you hit only a 465 footer compared to my 470. You are not advanced. Like, come on.
I don't like that either.
After the initial 3 minutes or 40 pitches is up, each player gets 3 bonus outs, where they continue hitting until 3 outs are recorded, which means if you're Adley Rutschman from the right side, that is very beneficial to you.
So everybody gets the additional 3
Everybody gets out the thing. Additional 3 outs, and you hit until those 3 outs are recorded.
Okay. So it's first minutes or pitches, and then it goes to outs. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So kind of like the old format where it was like you have to be selective about the ones you're trying to hit because you only have 3 outs.
Hitters can earn a 4th bonus out with a 425-foot homer in bonus time.
I like that.
Like in that bonus round, if you have a home run over 425, then you get that fourth out. But that's it. Like no fifth out or anything like that. Or sit. No. Like if you hit multiple 425 home runs.
In the semis.
Otherwise, it would probably keep going for way longer than needed.
In the semis, the 4 remaining players are seeded 1 through 4 using first round home run totals. Then it's 1 against 4, 2 against 3 in head to head matchups. 3 minutes, 40 pitches, 1 timeout. Same bonus rules apply. So the semifinals is the exact same thing.
Okay.
Okay, follow?
Gotcha.
In the finals, the final 2 players now have 2 minutes or 27 pitches, whichever comes first, with 1 timeout, but the same bonus time rules apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1.
Or draft pick number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Most home runs wins.
You know, now that you said it for this second round, the whole whatever comes first, I don't know if I like it. Like, just stick to one.
I think what drives me absolutely bonkers about this, it's like we're redoing the home run derby every single year. Now, this might be a great way to do it, but why do I have to relearn the home run derby every single year?
Now I have to ask, is it 27 total pitches or is it 27 total hacks? I mean, it's pitches. It sounds like it's a pitch, so it's like you better be swinging. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Like, because
yeah,
what if the guy who's throwing to you just sucks? Like, yeah. Who was last year? I'm trying
to remember. Like, if my dad threw to me, it would suck because he's dead. But if he threw to me, those would be bad pitches.
God, I'm trying to remember last year in the Derby.
Especially from a dead guy.
Someone's coach, dad, whoever, was just throwing terrible pitches. But yeah, it's like, if he sucks and gives me, like, isn't giving me hittable, it's like, oh, well, that's one of your 27, one of your 40. Like, you better swing at it. Like, I like just having the timed amount. Like, just give me a timed clock. Because also, I think that's more fun when you're getting to those final seconds and it's like, oh, he needs two more. He's only got 15 seconds left.
I think what they're trying to do is find a way to reward the Adley Rutschmans and the Julio Rodriguezes of the world that hit so many bombs, but because of stupid rule stuff, they don't advance. Like, when Adley switched sides, that's a top five home run derby moment.
It's pretty cool.
Of all time. Griffey with the backwards hat, Hamilton in Yankee Stadium, McGuire over Fenway, Julio, honestly. Gary Sanchez had that great round that one year. Like, I think they're trying to tool the rules to benefit those guys who didn't advance. Let's not forget, Josh Hamilton in Yankee Stadium didn't win. Bobby Abreu won. You know, Julio Rodriguez, Adley Rutschman put on a bleeping show, and neither of them advanced. So I think they're trying to tool the rules to help those guys. I just pick something and stick with it. That's all I want.
Yeah.
I can't learn pass interference rules every year.
So I'm looking at, like, the Wikipedia for the Home Run Derby in the format section. No changes, really, from 85 to 90. 91 to 2005, they used the same format. 2006 to 2013, instead of the tally resetting for each round, it was only reset before the final round. Therefore, the players with the four highest totals after round one bounce to round two. So, I mean, no changes for essentially 14 years, and then no changes for seven. And then on here it says 2014 there was a change, 2015 there was a change, 2020 or 2019 there was a change, 2021 there was a change, 2023, 2024. I mean, it seems like it is now a every year thing, for the most part, every other year thing, where it is being changed.
And I don't like that. Reminds me of the NFL. I can't keep up with you.
Yeah, I'm looking at all of it. First tiebreaker, 2017, 2018. Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
Let's get out on this.
Gold balls being implemented at some point.
Oh, like the stripe ball and the three-point, the money ball.
Kind of.
Yeah, they had the Century 21 gold ball.
That's right. They did that from 2005 to 2013.
In terms of who we know are playing.
But that was raised for charity, sorry.
We can come back to this next week. The only player committed to the Home Run Derby in 2024.
Your future AL MVP.
Shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles, Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah, I mean, the guy hits dongs. What do you expect?
He is the only one. We're waiting on Shohei. Apparently, everyone's telling Shohei not to do it, but the fact that he hasn't said no means he really wants to do it. And baseball is like, for the love of God,
please.
Like, we are violating players' association rules for you.
Well, also, you know, Dave Roberts, being the smartest manager in baseball that he is, telling Shohei, don't do it. You want to be careful with that elbow and not re-aggravate it at all.
I mean, if everyone in baseball is Aaron Boone, then yeah, Dave Roberts is number one. We do know there are a couple guys that are not going to, that have said no. One of them being Yordan Alvarez, which is too bad because he could be really fun. That guy hits baseballs like he's mad at you.
Yeah, he is. he's a beast.
And the other is Aaron Judge. And the reason Judge isn't going to do it this year is because he's going to do it next year at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was. Where is this the game at this year?
Texas.
Texas, that's right. Okay, thank you.
I really hope Julio doesn't do it. I think it'd be laughable if he did it because he's hit so few homers this year. He hasn't even hit like a double in the last like 20, 30
games. Julio Rodriguez in seven pitches could hit more home runs in the Home Run Derby than he has this year.
You're not wrong, but I think it's a farce, and I don't think they should do it. It is a bad look to go hit a bunch of home runs while you are struggling at the plate.
I would say as a Mariners fan, you would want him to do it because as soon as after he did the Home Run Derby last year, he caught fire and started hitting a lot better. So maybe you need him to participate in it.
Maybe you're right. But that was in Seattle, but you are right.
Also, Julio can't be worse than he is right now. So who gives an F?
Don't say that, please.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.